Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Let's bring in a man who I believe has probably had his coffee, and I don't even know if he needs it, when it comes to the Carolina Panthers. It is draft day for the rest of the league. Panthers sitting on the outside around one. It's time to talk about this draft with Josh Klein, The Riot Report, TheRiotReport.com, and, of course, one of the great members of the awesome Roaring Riot. Josh, what's going on, brother? Happy draft day to you, man. How you feeling?
Man, I'm so excited to be here with you, Mac, and then T-Bone, and with his new role as the Micro Machines guy. It's really like just an exciting time to be alive.
It's a new format. How many commercials can we do if we speed them all up in one commercial? We can do 19 commercials in one break.
You double your money. You do double the ads. Problem is, no one can hear them, though. No one can understand them.
then you come back and you explain what that ad was supposed to mean. Lumos Fiber.
Oh, man. All right. Let's start with tonight. Do you have any interest in, you know, the Panthers, if the right guy drops, the Panthers trading up, or are you adamantly against that thought process?
Yeah, I mean, I think when you look at the roster up and down, the idea that they could trade future assets or even assets from this year to move up, they don't need just one talented player. You know, they're not one player away. They're certainly not one player away. They're probably not two or three or four even. So I think they need to accumulate more assets rather than trading some to get into that first round. I mean, I'm sure they're going to make some phone calls. I hesitate to use the phrase in on every deal, but you know, they're most likely, I don't think you have to pay attention tonight. I think tomorrow morning is when you need to start paying attention. If you're looking to who the Panthers are going to draft.
It feels like just by connecting dots, and that's kind of what we have to do in these situations based off of all the, you know, the intel that Joe Persons had about Leggett and just the amount of visits and the pro day workouts, that they do have genuine interest in Leggett. What's your assessment of him as a prospect? And should that be the guy that's kind of the apple of the eye for the Panthers at the wideout spot, assuming that other guys are gone in front of him?
You know, I think that my favorite draft season is such a fun time to be on Twitter, and by fun I mean terrible.
Tell me what a good time to be on there is.
That's a great point. My favorite conspiracy theory of the last 24 hours or so was that Canales was intentionally mispronouncing Leggett's name because he wanted to throw everybody off the tracks, because he was like, "Oh, if I pretend I don't know how to say his last name, then everybody will think we're not interested in taking him at 33." I do think that Leggett is certainly on their boards. I would love to see them wait until 39 for a wide receiver, because we know that wide receiver class is so deep. And I think that when you look at 33, there's going to be somebody out of that edge group, out of that corner group, out of that offensive line, maybe, you know, JPJ at center, somebody else like that is going to fall to 33 just out of that first round. And then you snag that guy, and then at 39, there's a little bit more, there might be some more guys to operate. So I know they have their eyes on Leggett, but it doesn't necessarily need to be that guy for them to be successful at the wide receiver position.
No, ton of good ones in that area. That what you're saying does make sense. There's no doubt. Josh Klein from the Riot Report with us here. It's draft day for basically just about everybody else. Panthers.
We could watch the movie Draft Day tonight.
Yeah, maybe we just do that instead. Panthers first pick, obviously, tomorrow night. All right, so Josh, speaking of Leggett and Canales, and by the way, Bone, apparently our material where we were riffing on Canales saying the name wrong just to throw people off, we were joking. Apparently that's already a serious Twitter theory.
Is it really?
That's what Josh said.
What's that guy's name?
We didn't know that. But what do you think, Josh, about the Leggett Canales angle, where Leggett said in that interview, the Panthers, you know, have told me, hey, if I'm at 33, they're going to take me. And then Canales was asked about it yesterday, and his answer was, oh, yeah, we told him and 50 other people that. You know, we said, hey, when we take you at 33, and then we start asking them questions based off that. What do you think is kind of the real story of what really happened here with this alleged promise?
You know, I do think that a lot of in these interviews, there are a lot of things that are said that ultimately don't end up coming true. I mean, I have over the years, you know, you talk to players who are like, oh, man, that, you know, Dallas told me if I was there at 47, they were going to take me in the second round. and then I sat there until I was undrafted, or, you know, things like that. Like, a lot of teams say a lot of things, but then when the actual draft board falls the way the draft board falls, they tend to move away from it. So it wouldn't really surprise me, especially with Canales, and he's so energetic, and he does have a bit of an honesty, almost like an honesty problem, I think. I think there is a chance that in that they really like Leggett, and in that interview, you know, maybe the fourth or fifth time that they talk to him, they're like, hey, man, we really like you. If you're there at 33, we're going to snag you. And then when that story came out, obviously they craft a little bit of a response, and I'm sure he probably did say it to a few other people too, but it wouldn't surprise me if that actually was said during the interview with Leggett.
We're talking to Josh Klein at Josh Klein Rules on the aforementioned Twitter there of the Riot Report. We've talked so much about 33 and 39, and I know it's hard to project the exact player at 65, but in that spot, what are we kind of looking at position-wise that you're intrigued by that they could do at 65 if that's where they're going to pick?
So I think 65 is the spot where they're going to trade down. I think 33 and 39, they're going to stick because they want to get, you know, those high-end players. 33 is basically a first-round pick. I mean, that certainly is what the Panthers would like us to think. So you look at those two top 40 picks, they really can get two talented players that will make an impact immediately. 65, I think, is where they might start to gain some draft capital for next year or even for day three, because – realistically, you need to add guys to this roster, to this 90-man, so that, you know, Dave Canales, when you have a new coaching staff, they want to bring in a bunch of new guys that fit their profile, that fit their type of player, and it's not just, you know, the 12 guys or the 7 guys that are going to be in a draft class. You might want to add some more and more as you go. So I think 65 might be a spot that they trade back out of, but ultimately, I think what you want to get out of tomorrow night, out of Friday night, is a corner, an edge rusher, and a wide receiver. Not necessarily in that order, although I think corner might be the first one that they go with at 33. But I think that those are the three guys that you have to come out of Friday night with. And then everybody else, you kind of fill in the spaces in between with best player available.
What do you think? And listen, if they end up filling those spots, two premium ones on defense that they need, along with a receiver to help Bryce, like I would love that if that's the way it falls. What do you think about, though, like center and tight end? Because those are two other needs that we have discussed. Are those things that you think they could take care of later in the draft? Like, are you, you know, because I do think those positions, I don't know, you know, there's kind of a gap there, right, between the top ones and then the ones that might go, you know, third round, fourth round. What do you think about those needs?
I think you can actually find some pretty good tight ends in the fourth, fifth round. You know, obviously, mock drafts, we'll see how they actually end up going. To me, I think if you can go out and get a center in the second round or early in the third round, and that's your center of the future, I get that Austin Corbett has played center before. He's been practicing his whole career. But ultimately, I mean, this is a guy that is a great player, a great leader in the locker room, but realistically has come off two injuries the past two seasons and is on the last year of his deal. So if you can get your center of the future and you can kind of move forward with this, with a little bit of youth on your offensive line, I think that would be really telling as to where the Panthers are looking to be successful, because over the past few years, one of the big problems that the Panthers have had is trying to fill holes to be successful this year. This year is the year that they need to win. And obviously they want to get better this year. They want to win games. But ultimately, if you can look at this draft class and say, man, they really have an eye towards the future. They're building blocks. They're putting in future replacement pieces already. I think that would really be telling and something that fans could really look to and be like, man, Dan Morgan is building this the right way, as opposed to making like, hey, we got to win right now. I think the days of winning right now that has been the mantra for the past few years has really put them in the position that they're in right now. So what they need to do is try to be able to, yeah, win a couple more games this year, yes, but ultimately be prepared to be successful in maybe in 2 or even 3 years.
That's it right there, baby. That's it right there. That's measured Mac and realistic bone
about
talk.
That? Dare
too.
I say Josh Klein rules?
He does.
Should be your Twitter
here's
handle.
Here's my thing, though, Klein. Do you think all of us are going to be able to keep thinking that way, like through training camp, through the preseason, through the regular? I have a hard time restraining my expectations.
No way, man. As soon as that draft class comes in on Sunday, 17-0, you start.
We're going to camp on the 3-win express, man. It ain't going to be.
Klein thinks after the draft we'll be a 17-win express.
How dare you?
All right, man. Hey, appreciate you. He is at Josh Klein Rules on Twitter, and follow The Riot Report as well if you're a Carolina Panther fan. Thank you, brother. Enjoy the draft, man.
Absolutely, guys. Have a good one.
Wake up weekday mornings with Mac and Bone, only on Sports Radio 92.7 FM WFNZ.
The official home of the Charlotte sports fan.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.